I'm telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn, and you are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday. It is the last segment of the week, and it has been a spectacular show. I'd say a show filled with spectacular women, and we certainly have one final spectacular woman to join us for this final segment of the week. But folks, you're going to want to keep it locked because Dom Salvi is coming up next with the last chance to win in Civic Media's statewide Go for the Greener Gold Text to Win contest. Be sure you've got your phone out with the Civic Media app already downloaded. To get that secret word from Dom in the 4 o'clock hour, you're going to text that word on in using the app. That's going to register you to win either $100, some gold jewelry in that 4 o'clock hour, and you'll be entered to win one grand prize, a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. So be ready for Dom at the top of the hour. But last and certainly never least, one of these fabulous women, Terry Barr, Civic Media's very own, joining us for what's good, local, and overlooked this week in the news. Welcome, Terry.
Hey, Maggie. And I'm so glad you mentioned the green and gold. That's where I'm starting.
Wonderful.
You know, we've heard news about fewer pumpkins this year. And it's because of the weather, of course. The weather has been so wacky. If I were a pumpkin, I don't know if I could grow myself. But there are some terrific corn mazes, as usual. They're popping up all over the state, of course. And have you heard about this, though? Four are directly tied to the Green Bay Packers, and they are being turned into corn mazes with some of the coolest NFL Packers, anything you can think of, sort of designs that they say are also some of the toughest corn mazes to get through. One of the largest is in the Bondiwell area at Poppy's Farm. And theirs in particular is all about the NFL draft, if you can see it from on top, of course. But the Packers have been going corn maze to corn maze to help kick off the festival season. And, of course, to remind everybody, the NFL draft is now 6 months away.
Wow. I know Bondiwell.
I
love a corn maze. I know Bondiwell well. I head up to those parts every summer, hanging out on Shawano Lake. And man, a good corn maze is a lot of fun.
And they say these are hard.
Ooh.
And the one in Bondiwell in particular is so big and so difficult, it could take you the entire day.
What is there, like a safe word, Terry, if you can't find your way out? I mean, listen.
I would hope so.
Is it like an IKEA where no matter how hard you try, you just cannot find the exit? Those places designed to keep you in, much like a corn maze.
There you go. So if you do go, Maggie, I want a full report from that corn maze.
I'll have to leave pebbles or something for me to find my way out.
Yes, a little trail.
Indeed. I am a spatial awareness type, right? So I orient off of visual cues. That's an old sort of hiker trick, and you sort of 360 it and you take down markers. But those corn mazes, it all looks the same. It gets a little, what was that movie, Terry, back in the day? Children of the Corn.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. It is the Halloween season. Maybe I'll really torture myself. Watch Children of the Corn. What was that main character's name?
I think I tried to forget about it.
It was very biblical. He had a very biblical name. Anyways, maybe I'll watch Children of the Corn and then head up to Bondiwell and see if I can scare the pants off myself.
You are double brave, my lady. Wow.
What else you got for us, Terry?
Okay, well, this is really fun. The price is right, very right, in fact, for a Green Bay area man. Okay, so his family gives him tickets to the actual Price is Right, filmed in Hollywood. He goes out and he's thinking, you know what, this is just going to be fun to watch the show happen. Well, get this, Kurt Schwiner ends up being called come on down. All right. So, you know, you get to the lineup and you have to make a guess.
Yes.
And whoever's the closest then gets to be up on stage. Well, Kurt Schweiner ends up on stage. And then he plays. Remember the high-low game? That was one of my favorites whenever I watched The Price is Right. Pretty simple. Here's a product. Here's a price. Is this higher or lower?
Yes.
He wins. He wins a trip to Antarctica. So congratulations to Kurt Schweiner. I've heard he's very excited.
Oh, well, I'm so glad. I would be ticked off. Like, I live in Wisconsin. I do not need extra winter. Where is my trip to Fiji? Gosh darn it. I don't want to go to Antarctica.
I would go for the beach as well, but I guess he was thrilled. And this is part of their doing different nights. So he even made the prime time. So his show is going to be coming up, but now we know what he did. But yeah, it's
well,
a prime
good
time
for
nighttime
Kurt.
Show. Yeah, it's the global getaway. So obviously his global was Antarctica.
Well, he will be able to check a box on a continent that very few people have ever seen, let alone set foot on. So congratulations to Kurt.
Yeah.
Way to do Wisconsin proud. We know how much stuff costs around here, unlike JD Vance and his dozen eggs, but it was actually two dozen and it was, he said it was $4 and it was three. But good for Kurt. I love it. By the way, that character's name was Malachi. I had to look it up, Terry.
Oh, you looked it up.
I looked it up.
That's right.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Terry, for this week's installment of What is Good and Overlooked. You have a beautiful weekend, my friend.
You too, and all the listeners as well. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, y'all. Thank you, Terry. Listen, that's going to do it for me, folks, on this Friday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. I hope you and yours have a beautiful weekend. Dom Salvia up next with that statewide text to win contest. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Hey, I'm gonna keep running 'cause I'm